Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. The latest numbers, 31 deaths statewide, 1,279 positive tests, and the beat goes on. Chuck Muth, how are you doing? First of all, how are you and the family?
Oh, we're all doing fine. I'm fortunate that I've always worked from home, so staying home isn't really anything new for me. So in that regard, I'm fortunate.
The governor is scheduled to speak tonight at 5 o'clock. Any idea what he's up to?
No, it's hard to imagine anything good coming out of it. I know he issued the clarification, yes, or he said that he didn't want people coming into the state unless they self-quarantine, but, you know, there's no force behind that order. He may be taking some of his requests that he's articulated in these press conferences, and maybe he put some more things down in writing. Maybe that's what we're facing.
What do you think of the job that the governor has done? And by the way, so you know, your Muth's Truths, released just the other day, March 30th, yesterday, or 2 days ago. Boy, what was this, like 20, 25 pages? I mean, you went on a writing spree. What got you all fired up?
Well, it's been like drinking from a fire hose, the proverbial fire hose, with everything that's happening, and everything changes at light speed. And I think, you know, look, I understand the governor's in a tough spot, but the orders, I mean, his staff isn't thinking a lot of these things through, and they issue these statements that clearly are contradictory or incomplete, and then they have to issue a clarification the next day. And I think this has contributed to a lot of confusion and a lot of needless concern and fear on the part of Nevadans who just aren't sure. I mean, it goes all the way back from day one where he said that everybody should close their businesses. And some businesses said, well, we're going to take precautions, so we'll stay open. And then he came back and said, no, now you must close. And it's been like that all along. And, you know, yes, I think the other concern, Kevin, I know there was a paper issued yesterday where the National Guard has been brought into this in some capacity. I think it's still unclear as to exactly what that capacity is. I know I've gotten emails and text messages from folks. I don't know if you have, but people are concerned that that's another step toward bringing the military in to enforce, you know, a lot of these martial law type directives that the governor has issued.
You call it mini martial law, and I guess my question is, how do you think the state will react if all of a sudden tonight he says, "Hey, we're going to shut this puppy down"?
Yeah, I mean, if he issues a stay-at-home order like some of the other states have, where you're not even, and again, none of this makes sense, Kevin. They've closed the parks down. And I don't know. I mean, unless you're a Boy Scout troop where everybody's hiking side by side, most people when they're out in the parks are walking alone, and it doesn't make any sense to close the parks if people are following the self-distancing guidelines. And so I think that's the part of the confusion that the governor has created here in the state. And I don't think it's been helpful for him to constantly be complaining and then actually misrepresenting what the president said. He said in one of his press conferences that the president said, "You all are on your own," which is not what the president said. All you got to do is pull up the video of exactly what the president said. And I don't think that's been particularly helpful either.
In what sense?
In trying to pit, I mean, right now you've got the governors of New York and California. I mean, these are hard left governors who have found a way to try to work with the administration in a cooperative fashion, and our governor instead is acting more like the Michigan governor and you know, trying to make this a partisan issue and shifting blame when what he should be doing is, look, let's focus on what the problem is here in Nevada and find the resources here in Nevada. Those resources are clearly there. It's just a matter of marshaling him. I mean, I think both the Wynn and the Sands casino operations have gone out and been able to procure masks and other protective equipment for the workers here in Nevada. There's companies like Polar Shades who have completely shifted their business around to manufacture the protective equipment and masks that are needed here in Nevada. And I think we need to focus on that and taking care of our own right now instead of just looking to the federal government and saying, "Hey, why aren't you doing this for us?"
Do you know anybody that's tested positive? I don't.
No, I don't. No.
And that's why I'm wondering, and again, just because I don't know or you don't know anybody, somebody may have been infected and they just haven't announced it or it's not public knowledge yet. Do you worry that they're trying to scare us?
I do worry that the media, I think, is inflicting an amount of panic that's not completely called for. They're not. I mean, this constant drumbeat. Oh, well, now we have 10 deaths, and now 14 deaths, and it's like every single one they're just piling on. And I don't think enough is being made by the media in it making sure that people understand that a lot of these positive, when they're saying there's so many more positive cases in Nevada, is due to increased testing. It doesn't necessarily mean that the virus has spread. It just means that we know where it is now. And the other thing that I don't think surely the deaths are something to be concerned about, but buried in most of these stories is the fact that most people who do contract the virus, it's only mild symptoms, mild to moderate symptoms that they're going to get that is akin to the regular flu. And I just think that maybe it's clickbait and they can get more eyes on their stories by constantly harping on the most negative aspect of it, using these models and projections that aren't based on hard data yet. And I do think that it's helping to inflict a little bit of panic. Now, to another extent, yeah, I think that people initially didn't take this as seriously as obviously it needs to be taken now. But the media is partially responsible for that, too. Because Kevin, I remember when you and I first started talking about this, the first thing I said was, I'm afraid of the boy that cried wolf syndrome here, that we've been told that things were going to be horrendous so often it turned out not to be horrendous, that when something horrendous did show up, we didn't take it seriously at first. And I think that's what's happened here.
By the way, a breaking story, Governor Sisolak stay-at-home directive is going to be extended to the end of April, paralleling the president's. Kid, can you live like this for another 30 days?
I don't think any of us really have any choice in the matter. Now, I've generally stayed home, but yesterday I did go out to get some necessities at the grocery store. I was running out of coconut rum and beer.
I
did go to Albertsons. And I don't understand. There isn't a whole lot of social distancing going on in the grocery stores. I don't understand why they're allowed to open without taking stronger precautions, and yet other retail stores that were even offering curbside pickup aren't allowed to open. It's just been uneven the way the governor has approached this, making some exceptions for some businesses but not others. People going to the grocery store are likely picking up this virus and bringing it back home. But people going to Best Buy, wouldn't if they were doing curbside pickup. So, I just think that it's been uneven. I think the governor's really botched this by not being more uniform and being more certain when he issues his directives and not have to constantly change it. Because now we've gotten used to the fact that if the governor says something tonight at whatever time his press conference is, we fully expect that there will be a change or a clarification tomorrow.
More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. More on what the governor is going to talk about tonight at 5 o'clock. That's when his news conference is scheduled. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time slowly, 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And, Chuck, during the news, we've been sent a directive from Carson City, which reads as follows. Today, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak formally issued a stay-at-home directive for Nevadans and extended the non-essential business, gaming, and school closures and all other directives issued under the emergency declaration, extended it out to April 30th. The governor has been asking Nevadans to stay at home for Nevada since March 17th. Today's stay-at-home directive strengthens the imperative that Nevadans must not leave their homes for non-essential activities in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19. That is a direct quote from the governor. He goes on to say the directive builds on previous directives around school closures, school distancing, closure of non-essential businesses, and bans on public gatherings of 10 or more. They're not very specific about what those businesses are. Are food places included? I don't know. Chuck, what do you make of this?
Well, I think it's deeply concerning, and it's taken us another step down the road. And it, again, it doesn't make any sense. Does this mean that if you're in your car, you can't drive around and get some fresh air, even if you're driving by yourself or with family members? I mean, is a total lockdown house arrest? Is that what this means? I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait until 5 o'clock to see. And you're right, this whole thing with the non-essential businesses, I read a story this morning that the breweries, craft breweries. That they're not even allowed to offer curbside service. Now, again, this makes absolutely no sense that you can go to Albertsons where there's no real social distancing protocols being mandated and pick up a bottle of beer, but you can't go to a craft small business brewery and have it delivered curbside. I mean, none of this makes sense. And why are the buses continuing to run where people can be packed into a bus with the windows closed and people touching the seats and the poles and everything else? Why have they been allowed to continue to operate? And then we get to the whole problem with the homeless population. People were told they can't go to the park in groups of 10 or more, but it specifically exempted the homeless from that. We've got tens of thousands of hotel rooms that are sitting empty right now. Why aren't we putting the homeless up in these hotel rooms? There's so much involved here that isn't being done or is being done in a convoluted way that makes no sense. And I think that's part of the problem that people are having. They're just confused as to what the heck is going on.
Do you think people still trust this governor? I mean, there's been so much back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Do you get a sense that people trust this governor?
I think right now the governor is getting the benefit of the doubt because of the seriousness of the situation. So most people are you know, just going along with whatever he says and are generally supportive. I think I saw a recent poll that the Retail Association did that said 60 or 65% of people were supporting the steps that the governor has taken. But I don't know how much longer that's going to go on, especially if he keeps tightening the screws like you just told me about this new lockdown order that you have to stay home. You can't even go out for a drive in your own car anymore.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I guess the next question is, can we all, I guess we're going to have to live this way until April 30th. Yesterday, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and the president said that we could end up with upwards of 100,000. Am I right on that? 100,000 deaths nationwide before this is all over?
But that's what they said, but Dr. Fauci was very explicit in saying, look, if we take the steps that the president had recommended for the 15 days to slow the spread, if we continue those through the end of April, that it's possible that those numbers could be lower than the 100,000. And I certainly hope so. And again, I'm okay with taking necessary precautions and reasonable precautions, but I just don't see that some of the things that the governor has done here in our state make any sense. You know, either shut everybody down and stop this thing cold in its tracks, or, you know, let other businesses open that are following the protocols that we need to slow the spread. I mean, it's just so damn confusing to try to figure out whether you're essential or non-essential. And another question, why are government employees still on payroll? We're going to face a horrible situation with the government budgets at the local state level here in this state. Private sector workers are being told, you got to go get unemployment. Why aren't non-essential government employees being told the same thing? Now's the time to start taking steps to mitigate the damage that's going to be done when this tax revenue shortfall hits us.
The fact is that in 2 weeks, probably, maybe a little more, people are going to start getting money. They're going to get $1,200. They're going to get $2,400 for a couple. They're going to get $3,000, $3,500, maybe $4,000 if you have kids. Is that going to help? Is that going to be a difference maker?
I think it will. I mean, a lot of people are right now struggling to figure out how they're going to pay their bills. Unemployment, I understand there's a lot of difficulty that people are having trying to even apply for unemployment online. It will help. That's for sure. But here's another problem. I know the governor issued an order saying that he was going to prohibit evictions and late fees. And now if you have a mortgage and you work with your mortgage company, maybe they'll tack on an extra 3 months to the end of your mortgage and you'll pay that back then. But if you're a renter, you're still going to have to try to figure out how you're going to pay the rent for the next 3 months when you don't have a job. And I hope that people use this federal money to, you know, pay their bills that are owed and don't wind up using it on frivolous things. And then they're going to be stuck in 90 days when they still have to figure out how they're going to pay those 3 months worth of rent without having employment.
Hey, Chuck, stay healthy. Best to you and your family. And we'll talk again next week, maybe earlier. We'll find out.
All right. You got it, Kevin.
Thank
you.
Stay
healthy.
You too.
Okay.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us live and local now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. stocks are sinking in afternoon trading, extending the pain from their worst first quarter in years after President Trump issued a new warning about the coronavirus. And U.S. shale driller Whiting Petroleum filing for bankruptcy protection today, becoming the first sizable fracking company to succumb to the crash in oil prices, which are coming off their largest monthly drop ever as the pandemic is sapping demand. And at the same time, Saudi Arabia is engaged in a price war with Russia. And it's a done deal. The merger between telecom giants T-Mobile and Sprint officially closing this morning after a nearly two-year battle with federal and state authorities. John Ledger is officially done with his role as T-Mobile CEO. President and COO Mike Sievert is taking over the reins effective immediately. And Home Depot instituting new safety measures in response to the coronavirus. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
As a nation, we face a difficult few weeks.
The White House out with a bleak projection for the number of people who could die in the U.S. from the coronavirus pandemic, as many as 240,000. Right now, more than 4,300 have died, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo just now. Part of the response, the hospital ship Comfort in New York to help treat non-COVID cases.
We do have the ability to take up to 80 ICU patients. We do have ventilator support. We have medical surgical beds as well.
That's commanding officer Captain Patrick Amersbach. And a very precious commodity going up in smoke, a tractor trailer hauling toilet paper crashing, catching fire near Dallas early Wednesday, spilling the rolls all over the interstate. The fire also shutting down some lanes of I-20. The driver is okay. America's listening to Fox News.
One century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic, when the Spanish flu of 1918 infected nations around the world, killing millions. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, taking the lives of millions more. But none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
Broadway will be shut down. The NBA is suspending gameplay.
Wall Street briefly suspending trading today.
It has impacted Hollywood. It has impacted Capitol Hill.
This is like no other.
Now, go inside the lives of people living in quarantine.
You haven't seen each other in 10 days.
And learn how you can stay safe from the virus.
We still have a long way to go. There will be many more cases, but we'll take care of that.
Fox Nation brings you three new specials, diving into the world of pandemics, past, present, and future. Don't miss Five Flus, Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined, available now only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you just joined us, Governor Steve Sisolak has issued a stay-at-home directive for Nevadans. The directive also extends closure of non-essential businesses, gaming and schools and the like, through April 30th. That would be consistent with the president and his directive. The effect goes into effect midnight tonight. So there you go. This is the way it reads is will go into effect at midnight on April 1st, 2020. Is that tonight? Or is that this morning? Yeah. We'll see if we can get some directive. Joining us now, she does every week, my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Boy, you were like lightning in a bottle last night on Twitter, tweeting out. What are you seeing on social media?
Oh, I've seen a lot of things on social media, Kevin. There are basically, a divided America. Like, we went in and came out of this election. We are still relatively divided on the pearl clutchers and the hand wringers and those that believe the imperial model. And I don't want to get in the weeds, but the imperial model is what we've been dealt by WHO and by the CDC. Whereby they're taking Italy and New York and New Jersey and basically putting that garbage into the model. And what happens when you put garbage in, you get garbage out. As I have been saying now for at least a month, we have had this virus as long as China has had this virus. If China has had this virus since November, according to some reports, that's when we got the virus. If China had the virus in December, which is what is more public information, that is when we've had the virus. I've had the virus. Most people in the Las Vegas Valley have had the virus. Many people were undiagnosed or at least diagnosed with some sort of strain of flu that could not be determined what the strain was because we didn't have the tests for it. Most of the symptoms were very similar. Pneumonia-like symptoms, difficulty breathing, spikes in fever, aches and pains. So this fever has already done, or excuse me, this flu has already ravaged pretty much the valley, and we can see that in the Nevada numbers. Since we started testing for this virus, we have over 10,000 people that have been tested and cleared. We have approximately 1,000 to 1,200, I think it's closer to 1,200 people that are confirmed with COVID, and we have 26 people that have passed. Now, of those 26 people, most were elderly. If they weren't elderly, they were younger with underlying immunity or health conditions. And what I do understand is that Steve Sisolak, I just got a call before I went on air with you from a panicked contractor. And he goes, "You're in the know. What the hell is Sisolak going to announce at 5 o'clock tonight?" Now, I understand he's going to make another announcement at 5.
Yes. There's going to be a new...
shotgun method?
There's going to be a news conference at 5 o'clock. They have already released in Carson City that there is a new stay-at-home order that's going to go into effect at midnight tonight.
What the hell is this difference of this stay-at-home order than the one that was given on March, just last week? Well, yeah. What really is the difference? No one's going anywhere. No one can go anywhere. There are no small businesses that are opened unless you're in North Las Vegas. That might be, defying the order with the support of the Las Vegas Mayor, Carol Goodman, as well as the Las Vegas city attorney, because they find the orders from the governor constitutionally vague. What is this stay-at-home order? Is this just more de facto martial law? I had people basically laughing at me saying, "This isn't martial law. We haven't seen any National Guard. We haven't seen any tanks." I'm like, "Yeah, go try to open up your business and see how fast cops are going to be there with a ticket or a fine. Or perhaps jail. I mean, they're emptying the jails everywhere else, but they're putting in law-abiding Americans that just want to take a walk outside in D.C. into jail. We are living in a world that has gone upside down, And unfortunately, we have Democrat governors, at least a majority of them, that have taken arbitrary numbers, much like Steve Sisolak, and just assigned arbitrary numbers based on what I would call bunk data. No one's following the CDC guidelines that I can tell, because the CDC guidelines don't call for complete shutdown of a person's livelihood. They actually have, you know, social distancing metrics. They have the reduction in population footprint, meaning if you can hold 100 people, you should limit it to at least 10, or if you're a casino, you could reduce the population by 50% or whatever it is. We aren't following any of that. This is all arbitrary based on the fact that Democrats need to cause as much pain and as much suffering in order to produce as much dependence on the system. The Democrats are very happy when we have high unemployment. Why? Because that means that more people are on the government. It means that they are going to have to grow government, which Nancy Pelosi demonstrated very well when she flew back to Washington, D.C. and basically dumped a bunch of pork, progressive pork, into the relief package. Of course, she had to give $25 million to the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center, and the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center basically fired over 700 employees, and none of that $25 million went to save jobs. The Democrats aren't interested in saving jobs. Steve Sisolak isn't interested in saving jobs. So who knows what the hell he's going to announce tonight at 5 o'clock, but just hold on to your waistcoats there, or whatever this, hold on to your boots, I guess, because it's always a surprise with Sisolak. There is no confidence. There is always uncertainty. And uncertainty is also a tool of the leftists. Why? Because it creates more fear. So I don't know how this stay-at-home order differs than any other stay-at-home order that he's given by fiat. Do you?
Well, until we have, you know, to me, the devil's in the details. And until we see exactly what this order is and, you know, is it tightening? Is it ratcheting down on your ability to jump in your car and go to the grocery store? I would assume it's not. But you don't know till the governor makes the announcement.
How are you going to prevent anybody from jumping in their car and going to Vons or Albertsons? Can someone explain that to me? Am I going to have a plain clothed policeman sitting outside my cul-de-sac, wasting taxpayer dollars, quite frankly, and policing the public? Or is their job to protect the public from criminality? You know, we've had a rash of home break-ins, burglaries, in my neighborhood because people are getting desperate. I would rather have the police finding those who are committing crimes instead of perhaps Edna down the street who needs to go to the supermarket to get a gallon of milk and then being pulled over by a policeman and then being fined because the governor has deemed how her movement is non-essential. Welcome to tyranny, welcome to the Democrat utopia, and every single progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. Thank you, David Horowitz.
Wow. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. More coming up from Megan. We'll talk about the president and his news conference yesterday, which I thought was amazing. It was sobering, and it at least gave us the idea that the next 2 weeks are going to be grim. What is the president trying to do by going out and saying this? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack, talking about what looks like a new order from the governor, from Governor Sisolak. Again, the devil's in the details. There's a 5 o'clock news conference scheduled. Yesterday, at his news briefing, the president unveiled some very, very sobering numbers. That we could end up with 100,000 dead across America as a result of the coronavirus. And Megan, what did you come away with from that newser yesterday? Even Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci sounded a little ominous in their approach to this.
Well, that's what happens when you take data from Italy, data from New York, data from New Jersey, and stuff it into a study. Like I said, garbage in, garbage out. It probably would be a better model that they'd like to create if they took the whole North American continent and used that data, if they took all 50 states and used that data. If you look at Italy's number, it still does not have a 3.4% mortality rate, as we were promised by WHO. So, of course, you're going to get high lethality numbers, like 100,000 or such. If you are using the places that are the hotspots in the United States that did not practice social distancing and did not take the threat seriously, you had people in New York, leaders of the health department in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio, Nancy Pelosi from San Francisco, and other Democrats in the accusations lobbied at the president of being racist for shutting down our borders with China, not allowing international flights from China. They referred to him as racist and then walked amongst the Chinatowns and the Asian communities in their respective backyards and said, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about the coronavirus. Come on, folks, let's get outside. Let's mingle. Let's go to movie theaters. Let's go to parades. Let's shake hands and kiss babies. And don't worry about the coronavirus. Now, of course, I paraphrase, but I don't paraphrase when they said, don't worry about the coronavirus. Now, all of a sudden, it's a public health emergency. And we're talking about locations that have been mired in filth, rats, typhus fever, human feces, used heroin needles, never heard about a public health hazard when they were one rat away from the bubonic plague. But all of a sudden, this is a public health hazard. So Steve Sisolak, just going back to Steve for a bit, Socialist Steve, whatever you want to call him, he will likely follow suit of the totalitarian, authoritarian Democrat governors of other states. Ralph Northam just shut down the state for an arbitrary number he picked out of the sky, June 10th. Now, does that happen to be because the Republican primary in Virginia is June 9th? Probably. So that state shut down till June 10th. Then there's another state, I don't remember which one, that's shut down till May 3rd. Can you see the lack of consistency? This is certainly not federalism that we're witnessing, specifically coming from the modeling data that is being produced by Dr. Fauci and Deborah Bix or Birx. Trump is being led, what I believe, by what is called the imperial model. And the imperial model was just debunked by a study conducted in Oxford. And those two studies, when compared side by side, the Oxford model found that the world has already had this virus. This virus has been in our hemispheres since November or December. So New York is likely peaking because they did not listen to the CDC, and they didn't listen to President Trump because they didn't want to be racist. So there are going to be some hot spots. New Orleans, of course, is a hot spot because, God forbid, they shut down Mardi Gras, and God forbid, they follow the president's order because he's a Republican, and that surely must mean that he's racist.
Wow.
So the Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. As a matter of fact, they double down on the crisis. And they make it worse for everybody. Because as I said at the top of this show, what the Democrats need is dependency. What they want is suffering because it creates fear. What they want is uncertainty because it creates more fear. And what they want is unemployment because it creates bigger government and bigger dependency. The more dependency, the bigger the government. So this is really working out well for Bernie Sanders' platform and for the Democrats' platform, isn't it? Releasing criminals and pedophiles from jail, yet locking up law-abiding American citizens that just might want to go get a gallon of milk.
Megan, how will we know when we're on the downhill slide of this thing, when this thing is going to have peaked? I mean, and do you think we're looking at a couple of weeks? Are we looking at 3 weeks?
Well, according to the imperial model, who knows? Because Dr. Fauci basically said, well, this could come back in the fall. Well, yeah, flus do come back in the fall. And yes, I understand this is a more contagious flu. I get it. But then the CDC put out guidelines in order to stop the contagion, specifically social distancing. Does not require the entire shutdown of the U.S. economy. But here we are because of Democrats' decisions to shut down states and target small businesses. That's what it comes down to. Kevin, I'm not so worried about getting the virus because, quite frankly, I know I already had it, even though I couldn't get tested for it. I survived, like a majority of the people are surviving. We're looking at a lethality rate of this virus at 0.02% that China communists unleashed on the world. No, I don't think it was an accident. Oopsie, sorry, just let out a contagion from our laboratory. It's not a whoopsie. It's an operation. So when we can see the decline of this curve, I already think we're seeing it. Because New York now, they might have 100,000 more positive cases, but the lethality rate is going to be nowhere near 3.4%. Not that I can see. Not from the data that is being produced on a near daily basis. We are still in 0.02 average of lethality, which is actually lower than the flu because I think the flu is 0.06.
Wow.
In Nevada, we're at 0.02. We've got 26 deaths on about 1,200 tested patients. And when you look at New York, instead of one out of every two people being diagnosed and tested positive for COVID, they're now at one in every six. So that means that the contagion is spreading slower, less, right, because of social distancing measures and what the CDC has recommended. So it looks like those policies are working. I'm not afraid of catching the flu, Kevin. I'm not afraid of getting COVID again. I fear more of the country we are becoming and the country that I'm going to wake up to when this nightmare is over.
Wow. 31 deaths statewide. These are updated numbers now.
Okay, so it rose by five. Okay.
31 deaths statewide.
Yep.
1,279 positive tests across the state.
Yep.
So it's not impacting us as much as I guess it could. I got to ask you, I've only got 2.5 minutes, but I want to ask you about the Mike Lindell thing because the folks on the left went to social media and just savaged this guy for daring to think that maybe being shut inside, maybe we will return to our Bibles and begin to ask for God's mercy.
Yeah, well, that's what you get from the atheist, godless, moralist, morally bankrupt, intellectually bankrupt left. What has Nancy Pelosi done with her $12 million of wealth? Has she bought a ventilator for anybody?
Don't know yet.
What have the journalists done who are still working? They should be giving thanks to God, quite frankly, if they weren't godless, for their jobs that truly aren't that important. They're simply just agents of the Democrat Party. What have they done to help the people in the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the farmers, the truckers? What have they done for the workers on the front lines? Absolutely zero. So when they can figure out how to make a widget, and they can start their own factory, and then they can output their factory to produce 50,000 masks or 50,000 ventilators or 50,000 gowns or whatever we need in order to save Americans. If it's going to save America, it better be made in America. And so whatever these journalists want to squawk about, they're doing absolutely nothing to flatten the curve, as they keep telling us.
How are you doing? How is your mom doing?
We're hanging in there. You know, we have a small business. We have a family business. We employ, 30 people on any given day, up to 30, usually average around 15 or so. And those people are hurting. We want to follow CDC guidelines. We want to, keep these men working so they and women so they can provide for their families. But we can't under this fiat. So, I've always said that you prepare for the worst and expect the best, and you pray, because faith is strong in my family. And, God, there's this saying, Kevin, and I shared it with an old friend of mine last night on the phone, who happens to live in Texas now. And I said, there's that old saying, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And I said, well, God must think I'm a bad SOB, right?
Oh, God. Hey, Megan, we got to run. Thank you so much, darling. We'll talk with you again next week, okay?
Thank you. And take care, stay safe, and bounce Sisolak. He has to be recalled. And that recall movement is still alive.
Very good. That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. Stick around. Jim Yoder joins us from the Coachella Valley. That is next. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance.
In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.